الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected Ulama Kiram, Elders, Beloved Brothers in Islam, the life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world, primarily when compared with what is before it and compared with what it is after it, then the reality so far as this period is concerned is that it is very, very small and insignificant. From the time in Alame Arwah, in the land of the souls, when the question was put to us, every soul, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah asked one question to every soul before we came into this world. How long ago that was, that is only in the knowledge of Allah. What was the question? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Normally we pick up an English translation of the Quran. What does the word Rabb mean? Sustainer, nourisher, provider. However, the reality, Mufassirin, commentators of the Quran, they have written literally volumes explaining what this term Rabb means. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah, very brief, simple, beautifully, succinctly, this question of what the term Rabb means, Insha'u Shay min al-adam ila al-wujud wa ba'dahu min halin ila hal hatta yablugha darajat al-kamal. The crux of what he said, Rabb is that zat and that being that took something, Shay, took something. It didn't exist. He took it from a state of non-existence, brought it into existence. And after bringing it into existence, developed it stage upon stage upon stage of development. Each stage, he fulfilled every need and requirement. Hatta yablugha darajat al-kamal, until he took this entity to its kamal, completion and perfection, that is Rabb. Allah, when he introduces himself in the Quran, first expression of Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is Rabb of every alam. Nothing existed. There was no stone, no pebble, no wisp of air, no grain of dust, no sand. There wasn't a heaven and an earth. There wasn't a day or a night. There wasn't Jannat, Jahannam. There was nothing. It was only Allah. And everything that exists, its existence is totally and completely dependent upon Allah. Allah is Rabbil Alameen. And this question was put to every one of us in the land of the souls. Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? And there everyone, Bala, they said, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Short life in this world. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Blessed is that being in whose hands lies all kingdom. He has power over everything. Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-haya liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. One expression in Quran, succinctly, the reality of this life is summed up. Allah is that being who has total qudrat and power over everything. Nothing happens without His permission, without His qudrat, without His power. Nothing exists without Allah. Nothing ceases to exist without Allah. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Total kingdom belongs to Him. He has power over everything. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Mort and death is Allah's makhluk. It is Allah's creation. Allah created death. Allah created life. Interestingly, Mufassirin raised the question. Normally, if you look at sequence, you live first, then you die. Quran has upended the sequence. Allah says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَا. Allah created death and life. Even though life comes first, then death, why was the sequence upended? To emphasize this essential reality upon us, that more important and more permanent and the greater objective is the life after death. When you and I die, we just witnessed one janaza. When you and I die, the reality will open upon us. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. Many verses in the Quran. Obviously we have time constraints. What does Quran emphasize for us? The reality is mort. The reality is death. The reality is the life after death. What is this short life? Like I said, before much longer, after this very much longer. This short life, what is the purpose and objective? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing you and I. We are being tested. What is the test? How big business you have? What car you drove? What degree you got? Whether your children were financially successful? Did you fulfill your ambitions and goals and desires in this world? Unfortunately, many of us are measuring our life on the basis of that. Quran sums up the reality. What is this test? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will live this life in such a manner that he will please Allah? Fulfill the haqq of the rububiyat of Allah. What is the haqq of the rububiyat of Allah? Allah is our Rabb. Who are you and I? We are abid. We are the worshippers of Allah. We have to submit to the hakimiyat, hukumiyat, samadiyat, jabariyat of my Allah. But this world is Allah's examination room. The days and nights of our lives are slipping away very, very fast. Ostensibly, if you look, if you analyze this movement of day and night, there is no real difference between the days. Sun rises, sun sets. System of this world such, in the winter months, the days get shorter. In the summer months, the days get longer. In essence, it is exactly the same. Necessity of life, part of the test is that you and I are earning our livelihood. We are trying to live a comfortable existence. The danger the problem that faces you and I is that unfortunately our greed is such, our passions are such, our ambitions and desires are such that we tend to get so caught up in this that we forget what the real purpose and object of this life is. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُتْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah says, your and my purpose in this world, I did not create insan and jinnat for any other purpose except لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that they become my abid and my worshipper. They fulfill the haqq of the rububiyat of Allah. U'budu rabbakum. Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum. O humanity, worship your Rabb. Make the ibadat of your Rabb. Hand yourself over to your Rabb. This is the test. Naturally, as I mentioned, we get caught up in the rat race of life, in fulfilling our ambitions and desires, this continuous motion of day and night, the trap of shaitan and nafs. So what happens? It is the extreme mercy, benevolence, kindness, compassion of Allah that throughout the year, this motion of day and night, Allah Ta'ala has highlighted certain days, highlighted certain nights, raised the maqam, the status, the opportunity that is presented by certain days and nights. For example, Shab-e Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Allah says, we gave you one night that is better than 1,000 nights, better than 1,000 months. Outwardly the night looks exactly the same, but khayrun min alf shahr, Allah says, better than 1,000 months. Ma min ayamin العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر. Example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in which the doing of good deeds is more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. Which 10 days? The 10 days of Zulhijjah. Outwardly they look exactly the same. Sun will rise, sun will set. According to the lunar calendar, it will move throughout the year. It won't be the same dates if we are following the solar calendar. Outwardly, the day will look exactly the same. Allah elevated certain days, certain nights, certain periods, certain times of the year. One example of that is this night of Bara'at. All this is what? All this is nafha-e Rabbani. It is a wind of mercy from Allah for you and I to put the brakes on. Reanalyze. Revisit. Take the lesson of that janaza that was just lifted up. Take the lesson of the temporary nature of this life. Take stock. Am I doing what Allah wanted me to do? Am I on the road of success? Have I made the ibadat and the worship of my Allah the purpose and object of my life? Yes, we are insan, we are weak. Seeking livelihood is halal, it's permissible, it's even encouraged. So we get caught up in running behind the dunya. Allah's mercy, we can't describe it. We can't even imagine it. Example, the riwayat of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And like that, multitudes of riwayat. We've got time constraints. I'm not going to go into details. He says one person will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment. Allah will command the malaika, i'arid alayhi sigara dhunubihi وَيُخْبَ عَنْهُ كِبَارَهَا. When presenting his sins in front of him, only show him the small sins that he committed. The major sins, conceal it. So this person is being presented. That day, Quran draws the manzar of that day. It's a day when nothing will be hidden. Yawma tubla sarair. Allah says it is the day when the secrets are opened up. It is a day when the sinner will say, Mali hadhal kitab. La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. What type of a book is this? There's nothing that is not here. Everything is there. Such a day. On that day, Allah will have instructed the angels, for this person, show him only his minor sins. So one by one, fa'alta kada, fa'alta kada, fa'alta kada. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. He also will realize. He'll become afraid. They are only showing me my minor sins. What about the major sins? Then what will be Allah's decision? Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness. Allah will command the malaika, uktub makana kulli sayyi'a. In place of every sin that he committed, write down one great reward in Jannat. Write it down as if he did something good. He spoke the wrong thing, write it down as zikr. Give him this reward and that reward. This person will be shocked. Such is the mercy of Allah. Every minor sin, Allah has given me so much of reward. What will he do? The cunning and the chalaki of insan is such, there's no getting away from it. Instead of making shukr and leaving things be, what will he do? He will tell the angels that, you know what? What about the major sins? You only showed me all my small sins. There were some very, very major sins that I committed. What about it? He'll start reminding them. Why? Because the expectation will be for the small sins, Allah has given him rewards in Jannat, smaller rewards. Now for the major sins, proportionately, he'll get even greater reward. Sahaba say, the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such, when he mentioned the reaction of this gunegar and sinner in the court of Allah, upon who had become the recipient of Allah's rahmat and mercy, Sahaba say, my Nabi smiled, hatta badat nawajiduhu. He smiled to such an extent, his Mubarak mouth opened up. They could see his premolars, the teeth at the back of the mouth. Normally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't smile like this. It would be a light smile. He would not guffaw and laugh loudly like unfortunately some of us do. He was not an imposing personality. Every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was beauty, was akhlaq, was character, was a beautiful manifestation of the fact that he was the greatest of Allah's creation. Here, unusually, he smiled to such an extent that the premolars could be seen. And then the verse of the Quran was recited, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Some people, on that day, Allah will change their evil deeds into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا. Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. Like I mentioned, what is this? Nafha Rabbani. Winds of Allah's mercy. Opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us to put the brakes on, to reflect. Such is the mercy of Allah. One opportunity after another opportunity after another opportunity Allah gives us. One such opportunity, we will come to it just now, Shab-e-Barat. This month of Shaban also is one such opportunity. What is Shaban? This entire period, as I mentioned in the last Jumu'ah, ulama say this is Muqaddima of Ramadan. This is the, call it the introduction. This is the stepping stone. This is the call. Wake up, bhai. Ramadan is coming. Rajab would start. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. the noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, O Allah, bless us in Rajab and Shaban. Let us remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Abu Bakr Warraq al-Balqi rahimahullah puts it by way of an example. Mathalu Rajab, Mathalu Zara. Example of Rajab, put the seeds in the ground. Mathalu Shaban, Mathalu Siqali Zara. Example of Shaban, after you, farmer doesn't just plant the seeds. What does he do after that? Tills the ground, removes the weeds, puts fertilizer, waters the crop daily in anticipation of what? Masalu Ramadan, Masalu Hasad is Zara. Example of Ramadan is to reap the harvest. Another expression, he says the example of Rajab, Mathalul Rih, is the example, the wind which promises the onset of the rain clouds starts blowing. Mathalu Shaban, Mathalul Ghaim. The rain clouds have gathered. The sky is now overcast. Masalu Ramadan, Mathalul Matar. The heavens have opened up and the torrential rainfall of the mercy of Allah descends. Shaban is Muqaddima of Ramadan. The akhlaq, the seerah, the character, the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at this point I'm going to pause. I mentioned it also in the last Jumu'ah. Unfortunately, when it comes to learning deen, learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having this desire to acquaint ourselves with deeni taaleem, there is generally a great sense of apathy that has overtaken us. Our work of da'wat and tabligh, the third point, very, very often, Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab Dehla, Rahmat Daman Barakatuh, he often says this, the most mazloom point of tabligh has become this third point, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. Learn and implement, learn and create the consciousness of Allah. We are encouraged every day in our masjid, establish the halqa of ta'aleem. Every day in your homes, establish the halqa of ta'aleem. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This night of Shaban, this is one Mubarak night. Many of us, inshallah, will take advantage. We'll get up. How many rakats of namaz are you going to read? Tahajjud, how many rakats are you going to read? 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6, 8, 10? Ya Abadhar! Ya Abadhar! La'an taghduwa fata'allama ayatan min kitabillah khayrun laka min an tusalliya mi'ata raka'a. Oh, kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us? Get things in perspective. When we look into Quran and Hadith, there is no justification for this general sense of apathy that has overtaken the ummah. Far as we are concerned, learning is the domain of young children in some madrasa. Very few of us into adulthood carry this thirst, this desire to learn. That is why the halqa of ta'aleem daily in our masjid is mazloom. In our homes it's mazloom. Ya Abu Zar, O Abu Zar, لَأَن تَغْدُوَ. If you leave your house in the morning, فَتَعَلَّمَ آيَةً مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, and learn one ayat of the Quran. One ayat. One ayat of the Quran. What will Allah give you? خَيْرٌ لَكَ. O Abu Zar, this is better for you than reading 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. Shab-e Barat or Shab-e Qadr, I don't know about anybody else. I don't make anywhere near 100 rakats. On a daily basis, who amongst us is so muttaqi that we're going to read 100 rakats? 10 rakats is ghanimat of Nafil Salah. Abu Zar is being told, the ummah is being told, learn deen. Better than 100 rakats of Nafil Salah, every ayat that you will learn. Coming back, Ask somebody, by month of Shaban, what is the khususiyat of this month? In Sira, what happened? Unfortunately, we got time constraints. But pertinent to what we are discussing, in Jumu'ah I mentioned one khususiyat of this month, according to Allama Qurtubi and other mufassireen. This month was Tahweelul Qibla. Another khususiyat, according to many of the mufassireen, they say this is Shahrus Salati ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say Shaban is the special month of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. Awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. Aktharuhum alayya salatan. The closest of you to me on the day of judgment. That you want to become close to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi say? Aktharuhum alayya salatan. The one who will send the most salawat and durood upon me, he will be closest to me on the day of judgment. We are given one mayyar. Like I said this month, why do many ulama call it Shahru Salati ala Nabi, the month of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They say the verse of the Quran was revealed in this month. Which verse? Inna. Inna. In Quranic terminology, what is inna? Inna means Allah is saying to you and I that listen, pay attention. What I am about to tell you is azim. It's auspicious. It's great. Don't take it lightly. Inna. Then, greater emphasis, what does my Allah do? Inna Allah, ismu zat. Allah brings His name. Then, wal malaika, it should have been. What does Quran tell us? Wa malaikatahu, verily Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ and Allah's angels are doing what? What is this azim hukam? What is this auspicious command? يُصَلُّونَ يُصَلُّونَ. What are they doing? This the term يُصَلُّون. Mufassirin explains the action that is contained in it. There are three khususiyat. It is happening right now. One, it is happening right now. It is continuous. And third, it is never ever ending. Happening now will continue happening and will never stop happening. What is it? What is Allah and Allah's malaika doing now, will continue doing, and will never stop doing? Yusalloon, salawat, in relation to Allah, thanauhu indal malaika. Allah is praising, will continue praising, and will never stop praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of his malaika. Wa malaikatahu, Allah's malaika. Contextualize this. Without exclusion, what is Allah telling us? Not one angel. How many angels? Attati sama wa huqqa laha an ta'it ma fiha mawdi'u arba'i asabi' illa wa fiha malakun wadi'un jabhatahu sajidan lillah. The sky creaked and groaned. It couldn't take the weight. That blue that you and I see is the reflection of the sun on the ocean. That is not the sky. The sky is many, many millions of miles away. The vastness of Allah's universe, we can't even imagine it. Just this galaxy in which you and I live, Milky Way, it's moving. It's not still. It moves 2.1 million kilometers an hour. 2.1 million kilometers an hour is the speed by which just one galaxy is moving. They estimate there are 2 trillion other galaxies. And all this is just 3 to 5% of the visible universe. My Nabi said, this entire universe creaked, it groaned, it couldn't take the weight. Why? Because you will not find the space of four fingers except there is one angel making sajda to Allah. So how many malaika? How many malaika? And what is Quran telling us? Allah, the heavens are resounding with the seeking of blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's not just happening. It is continuously happening. And it will never stop happening. Such a Nabi. When Allah wanted to send salams in His Quran, first of all, who was singled out? Who was elevated for salam in the Quran? Was it kings? Was it rulers? Was it millionaires, billionaires? Quran speaks about Muslims that were kings and rulers. Example, Zulqarnain, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِلْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Almost two rukus, Allah speaks about one king, yet in the whole Quran, you will not find salamun ala dhil qarnain. Allah doesn't send salam upon him. Who does Allah send salam upon? Salamun ala Nuh fil alameen. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allah elevated them. Salam, salam, salam. And then, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Salams upon all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. But one distinction ulama highlight. In every one of those salams, Allah doesn't bring His name. Allah doesn't bring His name. It is not presented like this. Verily Allah and Allah's malaika are doing it. No. Ada Anbiya, yes, they were honored. Salam, salam, salam. But when it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you don't understand Arabic, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى, not عَلَى نَبِيٍ or عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. This alif lam, mufassirin highlight this, that understand the one upon whom this action is taking place, he is not ordinary. We have exalted him. We have honored him. We have raised him. Ala Nabi. Ala, not ala Nabiyin. Ala Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. There is no other hukam of Shariat that has been presented like this. Not salah, not zakat, not hajj, not umrah, not tilawat. Nothing is presented like this. That Allah and Allah's malaika are doing it. Oh, you people of Iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send salawat upon him. Recite durood upon him. Frequently send salawat, durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This itself is a topic, obviously we have time constraints, but very often I mention this. How important, just now Isha Salah will take place. What's the first requirement? Imam Sahib will announce, make yourself straight facing where? Qibla. If you face somewhere else, intentionally, salah is not going to be made. First condition is that you and I will have to face our chest towards the Qibla. In exactly the same way, understand, Shariat, Deen, Ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your and my Qibla is Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew what was love. They knew what was devotion. Qala Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm just going to go through the sayings of a few sahaba, so that if we are deficient in salawat and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no excuse for it. There is no excuse for it, my respected brothers. Qadi Ayaz in his Shifa, Rahimahullah, he mentions in his Shifa, in his Kitab, he says, Allahu Akbar, if no other virtue of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, besides the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who sends durood upon me, my sifarish, my intercession, my shafa'at becomes wajib for him. He said, if there was no other virtue, this was sufficient. But you have such an amal, not only his shafa'at. Allah says Allah is doing it. Allah's malaika are doing it. Not only that, your sins will be forgiven. Your du'as will be accepted. The riwayat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu marfu'an. Kullu du'ain mahjubun bayna as-samai wal-ard hatta yusalla ala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says every du'a is suspended between the heavens and the earth until you do not send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much more virtue do we want? مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَذْكُرُنِي فَيُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنًا وَمَحَى عَنْهُ عَشْرَ سَيِّئَةً وَرَفَعَ لَهُ عَشْرَ دَرَجَةً. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any ummati who thinks about me and then sends durood upon me, minimum, Allah will give him 10 neki, Allah will wipe away 10 sins, and Allah will raise him 10 ranks in akhirat. What did Sahaba say? What was their devotion? Qala Abu Bakr, As-salatu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tamhu al-khataya akthar min al-ma'i al-barid. He says, Salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will wipe away your sins. Wipe away your sins more effectively than water will clean your clothes. Wassalamu alayhi afdalu min itqir riqab. And salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than freeing slaves. Qala Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ad-du'a wassalah. الدُّعَاء وَالصَّلَاةُ مَحْجُوبٌ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ حَتَّى يُصَلَّى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says your du'a and your salah will never rise up to the heavens until you do not send salawat on Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. عَائِشَةَ وَمَدَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She said, beautify, and that's a separate topic. I'm not going to go into details. Time is limited. Not only beautify, by the qasam of my Allah, perfume. Let a beautiful fragrance enter your majalis by sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Aliyun radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, lawla ma dhakarahu Allah wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi fadli at-tasbih wa at-tahmid wa at-takbir wa at-tahlil, lawla ma dhakarahu Allah. He says, if it was not for what I had heard from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtue of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, if I hadn't heard the virtue of Allah's zikr, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what does Ali radiallahu anhu say? لَجَعَلْتُ كُلَّ أَنْفَاسِ حَيَاتِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, every breath that had left my body would be salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, man nasiya salata ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nasiya tariq al jannah. He said, that ummati who forgot salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has forgotten the road to Jannat. You want Jannat? The road is paved with salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi. And then, wasallimu taslima. Normally we translate it Salat and Salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a deeper meaning. Sallimu taslima. This month of Shaban, Mufassirin say this verse of the Quran was revealed. Kehna ke main aashiq e Rasul bahut aasan hai bhai. To say I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very easy. That love has a demand. It has a prerequisite. There is a price tag. There is a dictate. Not just durood and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the same verse, Allah commands you and I, sallimu taslima. Don't enter into deen and Islam. Don't submit halfway, quarterway. Don't submit partially. Taslima, 100% submit to the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallimu taslima, in your dressing, in your home, in your business, in your values, in your nikah, in your appearance, in your, whether you are a husband or a wife, whether you are a lawyer or a teacher or a businessman. This is Quran. Allah is commanding you and I. Sallimu taslima. Your and my imam, role model, guide is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the price tag of ishq and muhabbat. This is the demand and dictate of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has to translate itself into ittiba, into emulating, into following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This month of Shaban, coming back to the riwayat, our guide is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba pose a question to Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, we have not seen you fasting in any month as much as we see you fasting in Shaban. Lam araka tasum shahram min ash-shuhur ma tasum min Shaban. The reason I'm mentioning this, Shab-e-Barat is an opportunity Allah has given you and I, but let it be an opportunity that we experience in the light of Sunnah, not khurafat, not bid'at, not in innovations, not things that we have introduced in Shariat and Deen. Gain the closeness of Allah. The condition is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba understood this. Yes, there is that group that has come about that say the riwayat and the ahadith pertaining to the barakat and the blessings of this night are generally weak. So they write it off. That is incorrect. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلَّاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We are a moderate ummat. Many of our akabirin, Mufti Taqi Osmani rahimahullah, Daud Barakat, for example, he says according to his tahqeeq, riwayat on the virtues of Shab-e-Barat have been mentioned by 17 sahaba. 17 sahaba, various riwayat. Yes, the sanad of many of them may be weak, but it gains strength because of ta'addud riwayat. This is a principle of hadith. Many sahaba, the ta'amul and the practice of this ummat, of the ummat throughout the ages, has been to venerate and honor this night. Generally we hear this term Shab-e-Barat, the night of emancipation, Shab-e-Rahmat, Shab-e-Barakat, Shab-e-Maghfirat. However, in hadith, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not given this night any of these names. This, generally ulama have named it based on what virtues have been mentioned about this night. But in hadith terminology, we find this expression, Laylatun Nisfi min Sha'ban. Laylatun Nisfi min Sha'ban, the middle night of the month of Sha'ban. I digress. Not only is this night significant, this whole month, like I said, it is the muqaddimah, the introduction to Ramadan, the stepping stone to Ramadan, the preparation for Ramadan. It is the wake-up call from Allah. So coming back to the riwayat of Usama, that Ya Rasulullah, we observe you fasting more in this month than any other month, obviously with the exclusion of Ramadan. Aisha radiallahu anha also says that she never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasting in any month besides Ramadan as much as he fasted in Shaban. So this question was put to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it, O Nabi of Allah, that you fast so prolifically in this month? The answer, and it is on that, in that answer which Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, there is one very, very important usul and principle of Shariat. We have limited time, but inshallah we will delve on that. And this is the message that we need to take to our hearts. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, generally in my ummah there is ghaflat. There is a level of ghaflat. What does ghaflat mean? Ghafil of Allah, ghafil of Quran, ghafil of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ghafil of Jannat, ghafil of Qabr, ghafil of Akhirat. General ghaflat, negligence. Be in this month, before it is Rajab, which is from amongst the sacred months, after it is Ramadan, generally in Shaban, there is a lull. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَشَعْبَانَ So this is why I, your Nabi, go the extra length in this month. One very, very important principle, usul of Shariat. Whenever there is ghaflat, those that will make the special effort to worship Allah, to get rid of this ghaflat, to bring the consciousness of Allah, whether it's a time of ghaflat or whether it's a place of ghaflat, Allah will not just reward you for the good deed, Allah will multiply the reward because you did that deed in a place or a time of ghaflat. Example, the famous riwayat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Generally, marketplace, people are what? Gena mama, gena baba, thinking about dunya, chasing after the dunya. Masjid, it's easy to read Quran, easy to make zikr. This is an environment of zikr. Marketplace, the ringing of the coins, we tend to be ghafil of Allah's remembrance. So a person who leaves in the masjid, 10 times, minimum reward. In the marketplace, the riwayat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, من دخل السوق فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What has become known to us, it's not there in hadith like this, but generally on our tongues this has become common, fourth kalima. But the words I recited, person who goes into the marketplace, remembers Allah there, what will Allah give him? Like I said, in the masjid, 10 times, maybe more than that. In the marketplace, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ حَسَنًا وَمَخَى عَنْهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ سَيِّئًا وَرَفَعَ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ دَرَجًا Allah will write down 1 million good deeds for him. Allah will wipe away 1 million sins. Allah will raise him 1 million ranks in akhirat. وَبَنَا لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ And Allah will give him 1 palace in Jannah every time he makes Allah's zikr in the marketplace. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ مَثَلُ مِسْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُزْلِمٍ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of that ummati of mine who in the period of ghaflat will remember Allah. And when it comes to dhikr, not just dhikr, dhikr tazkir, remember and remind, dhakir. Allah commands us. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, afdhalu dhikr ad-da'watu ila Allah. A'zamu dhikr ad-da'watu ila Allah. The greatest dhikr, The greatest zikr is to invite to Allah, speak about Allah, remember Allah in such a way that you remind others about Allah. Sahaba were not satisfied just to remember Allah. They took the flag of Allah's zikr and they raised it in the four corners of the world. Sahaba understood the value of da'wat. Da'wat is ain zikr. Why? Because it is zikr and tazkir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who remembers Allah, in other words, reminds about Allah also, in the place of ghaflat, in the time of ghaflat, مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُدْلِمٍ, his example is like a lantern of light in a dark, desolate house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَرَى مَقْعَدَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ خَيِّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who in the period or the age of ghaflat, negligence, of when the ummah no longer remembers Allah, the one who will raise this flag of Allah's zikr, Allah will show him his home in Jannat whilst he is alive in this world. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ نَذْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. That person who will remember Allah in the period of ghaflat, Allah will look at him one gaze, after which no azab will ever come to him. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي السُّوقِ لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who remembers Allah, raises Allah's zikr. Our jamaats, today the example, going in gush in the marketplace, speaking about Allah. لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرٍ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For every hair on the body, Allah will give one noor on the day of judgment. What is this? ذَاكَ شَعْرٌ, period of ghaflat. Period of ghaflat. In the age or the period of ghaflat, Allah will not just reward you for the amal. The mercy of Allah is such, Allah will reward you for the fact that you didn't give in to the dictates of the environment. Oh, Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu anhu is told, Awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum. Oh, Abu Salaba, in the age of fitna and fasad, in the age of ghaflat and zulmat and darkness, those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. What is this? Age of ghaflat. Do the work of deen. Remember Allah and remind about Allah. Use your wealth and your life to strive for Allah's deen. Allah said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Salaba Khushani, Allah will give the people who will do this at that time 50 times your reward. He says, khamsina minna o minhum. Ya Rasulullah, 50 times a sahaba's reward, or 50 times the reward of the people of that time. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Bal khamsina minkum. No, Abu Salaba, Allah will reward them 50 times sahaba's reward, 50 times your reward. Why? Liannakum tajiduna ala alkhairi awana wa ansara. You are living in a period where there is an environment, everyone understands Allah has sent me for his deen. Sahaba had to be held back. 14-year-old child will stand on his toes, Ya Rasulullah, send me out in the path of Allah, my life, my wealth, everything for deen. He said, today you are living in a period, tajiduna ala alkhairi awana wa ansara. You have helpers, you have helpers, you have an environment that is supporting you. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَانْصَارَ. That will be the period of ghaflat. That will be the period of zulmat and darkness. That will be the period when humanity will be drowning in the love of dunya, when they will have turned their backs on deen. Those who at that time, بَدَعَ الدِّينَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَعَ فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. My Nabi said, when my deen started, it was strange. Once again it will become strange. True deen will once again become strange. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Give glad tidings to the strangers of that time. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُسْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is those who will strive to bring alive that deen that humanity has destroyed. Ma afsada an-nas min ba'di min ummati alladhina yuslihun. Those who will do the effort of deen in the period of ghaflat, in the period of zulmat, their reward will be multiplied. My respected brothers, like I said, time constraints. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the harms of ghaflat, the harms of negligence. Beautiful saying. We have limited time, inshallah, we'll complete it in that. He said, "Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin." Search your heart. Search your heart. Check. Take the thermometer. Doesn't mean go to a cardiologist. Cardiologist can do ECG for you. Or he'll do a scan. Or he'll tell you you need stents, so artery is blocked, or you need urgent bypass surgery. Not that check. Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. Check your heart on three occasions. What is it? Shaban is muqaddima of Ramadan. First occasion, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu gave you an eye. Inda sima'il Quran, when Quran is being read. Ramadan is coming. How many of us? Allah forgive us. When we make mashwara as to who should make tarawih in the masjid, we have to beg the reciters of Quran that listen, by read fast. Get it over with. What does Allah tell us? رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Quran is Allah's message of love to you and I. Quran is our conversation with Allah. Yaqub Taymi says, I entered the Haram of Makkah, I saw Osman radiallahu anhu. He was in tahajjud salah. What was his tahajjud? Quran. He started Surah Fatiha. I wanted to see how much Quran you would read. He says, by the Qasam of Allah, Usman did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The whole Quran in one rakat. And what would Usman radiallahu anhu say? لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. If your hearts were pure, if your hearts were alive, Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, search your heart when Quran is read. He said, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Today, the eyes are dry. 1, 2, 3 in the morning, shaitan box, no problem. Internet, no problem. Mobile chit-chat, no problem. Chat group, no problem. Quran. We want that masjid, those that are making tarawih, wait, yalamun, talamun. We heard nothing in between. Why we need to get it over with? Yes, the nights are short. But what type of qurbani we make for dunya? Quran is purification. Inna hadhihi al-qulub tasda kama yasda al-hadid. My Nabi said, like steel rust your heart rust. Like steel rust your heart rust. Today you hear the words of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing happens. What is it? The heart has become hard. The heart is rusting. Sahaba said, ma jilauha. Ya Rasulullah, what's the treatment? Put some chemical, try to do something about the erosion. He said, no. He said, the treatment, tilawatul Quran, tilawatul Quran, tilawatul Quran, is Quran. This is the treatment, this is the marham, this is the solution. This is the detergent for the heart. He said, search your hearts on three occasions when Quran is read. Second occasion, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "Fi majalis zikr, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance." Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, what is it? I can sit at home and I'll get it over the satellite. I don't need to go to the masjid. I don't need to sit in the gathering of Allah's zikr. Understand, my respected brothers. Allah's malaika descending. Allah's mercy is descending. Allah is speaking about you. Allah is making your zikr. Allah is taking your name. When? When you will gather according to sunnah. When there will be shauk and talab for the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. When you are not waiting for that clock to run down. Search your heart. He said, search your heart on three occasions. And the third occasion, fi awqatil ghafla. Search your heart. Thermometer Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu gave us. What was the thermometer? Search this heart in the times of ghaflat. What is the greatest time of ghaflat? The late hours of the night. This is awqatul ghafla. I am not saying it. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi say? Man qara'a ashara ayat fil layl. Man qara'a ashara ayat fil layl. Lam yuktab min al ghafilin. He said that ummati of mine who will wake up for tahajjud salah. That ummati of mine who in the dead of night. Today where is the ummat in the dead of night? We don't even talk about it. Zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the heart is taking place. That shaitan box has poisoned our homes. Where are we at the dead of night? This is Quran, the verses of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. One is a sajda ayat. Idain alif lam mim sajda. Allah describes the true people of Iman. When Allah's ayats are read, when Quran is read, they totally submit to Allah. And then Allah goes on describing who are they. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaja. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaja. Yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Many verses in the Quran, Allah describes giving some section of your night to Allah. Shab-e-Barat, this is the amal. Read the riwayat. Read what Sahaba tell us of the conduct of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on this night. The mafhum, the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, he says Allah will forgive on this night that number of ummati more than the hair on the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. In other words, millions. Such is Allah's mercy. This is Nafai Rabbani. But knock the door of Allah. Give some section of our night to Allah. The whole Quran is this. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر. Literal translation of this verse. Allah says, establish salah. لدلوك الشمس. When the sun starts declining. When does the sun start declining? After Zawal. Literal translation. Pay attention to this verse of the Quran. After Zawal, as the sun starts declining. إلى غسق الليل. Till the night becomes intense and sets. Four salah mentioned. What happens from midday till late at night? Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Then Quran highlights one salah. We want to see how Mubarak this night is tomorrow at the time of Fajr. We will gauge how Mubarak this night is. What we have understood about this night. Quran al-Fajr. Four salah mentioned. Many of the Mufassirin say the word Quran here means salah. Salat al-Fajr. Inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Salatul Fajr, there is a special haziri, special presence of Allah's malaika which happens at that time. Then, Inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Wa min al-layl, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, wa min al-layl fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak. Oh my Nabi, five salah mentioned, then particularly Allah highlights the salah of the night. Wa min al-layl, and what must you do? Fatahajjad, make tahajjud bihi bil Quran. Read the Quran at the time of tahajjud. 10 verses, lam yuktab min al ghafilin. My Nabi said, Allah will remove you from the list of those who are ghafil. To continue that hadith, man qara miyat ayatin, katab Allahu lahu min al qanitin. That person who will read 100 verses, not many of us will be able to manage it, but at least 10 to come out of the list of ghaflat, ghafilin. If you read 100 verses from Surah Mulk to Surah Nas is 100 verses. If you read 100 verses in tahajjud, Allah will write you down as those who are the obedient servants of Allah. Man qara alf aya. Sorry, 1,000 verses is Surah Mulk to Surah Nas. That person who will read 1,000 verses, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنَ الْمُقَنْتِرِينَ, Allah will write him down amongst those who have, the treasures of Allah are raining down upon them. Coming back to that verse of the Quran, unfortunately very little time we have. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُمْ, Allah is describing who his obedient slaves are. In the next few minutes, I'm just going to mention the tafsir of this one verse, and then we will complete. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaja. Look at the beauty and the eloquence of Quran. Allah says, they are those slaves of mine. Who are the obedient slaves of Allah? Who have handed themselves over to Allah, who have submitted to Allah. Quran describes them. Allah says, they make jafa. In other words, enmity. Enmity from what? What is the opposite of jafa? Opposite of jafa is wafa. Total allegiance. Jafa, disallegiance, disinclination. Tata jafa junubuhum anil madajir. In the allegiance and wafadari and search of their Allah, they are disloyal to their beds. They separate themselves from their warm beds in seeking Allah. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madajir. What are they doing? Yad'una rabbahum. Yad'una rabbahum. Khususi benefit of this night. Special amal of tahajjud. What is it? The time of the acceptance of dua. The time of the, one alim puts it beautifully. He says there was a time when the ummat would cry at night. Jab ummat raat mein roya karti thi, to din mein muskuraya karti thi. When the ummat was crying at night, then it was smiling in the day. Today the ummat has stopped crying at night. That is why it is crying in the day. The dua of tahajjud. The sajda of tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Like I said, we've got time constraints. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sajada laka sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa mukhi wa idhami wa asabi. Oh my Allah, my eyes are making sajda to you. My ears are making sajda to you. My heart is making sajda to you. My skin is making sajda to you. My blood is making sajda to you. The veins of my body are making sajda to you. Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu. Sajada, sajadtu wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa sawwarahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Learn these duas. Put your head on the ground at the time of tahajjud when it is only you and Allah. Open your heart before Allah. Quran is saying yad'una rabbahum, that is the time your duas are accepted. What is sajda? Sajda is Allah's qurb. Sajda is Allah's closeness. Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah used to say, man arada an yuftah lahu bab al-qurb falzam bab al-sujood. The one who wants the door to Allah's closeness to open to him, hold on to the door of sajda. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, fi sujood yash'urul ab بِخَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَتَمَانِينَةِ الْقَلْبِ. He said, in sajda, Allah has kept the sweetness of iman and the tranquility of the heart. Ali radiallahu anhu, فِي السُّجُودِ يَرْتَقِ الْعَبْدِ إِلَىٰ أَعْلَى مَرَاتِبِ الْعِزِ فَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ مَوْضِعٍ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. He used to say, outwardly your head is in the ground, you will rise up beyond the arsh of Allah in sajda. And you can never ever get closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say, أَفْضَلُ لَحْظَةٍ فِي الصَّلَاةِ هِيَ لَحْظَةُ السُّجُودِ. He used to say, the best moment in salah is the moment of sajda, when you are closer to Allah than you can ever become. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala used to say, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ سَجَدًا إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجًا. He would say, no one ever made any sajda except that Allah raised him closer to Allah. Learn sajda. Learn the power of the dua of sajda in Allah's qasam. Allah's qasam, not one qasam, I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams on this Mubarak night. If you will learn the dua of sajda, if you will learn to humble yourself in sajda, if you will learn to turn to Allah in sajda, Allah will free you of ever having to stretch your hand out to anyone besides Allah. You will become ghani. You will become richer than the richest. Richness that you don't need wealth for. Learn sajda. Get up for tahajjud. Ramadan is coming. Don't waste these nights. This night particularly. Read Quran in tahajjud. Coming back. Yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a. One side, fear of Allah. One side, hope in the mercy of Allah. What's the balance? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, on the day of judgment, if an announcement is made, everyone is going to Jahannam besides one person. I will fear that I am that one person. And if the announcement is made, everyone is going to Jannat besides one, everyone is going to Jahannam besides one person. I will think in my heart, I will have the hope, I am that person who's going to be saved from Jahannam. And if it is said everyone is going to Jannat besides one person, I will have the fear that I am that one person who's going to Jahannam. Ulama say, what is the example of the true seeker of Allah? It is like a bird. The head of that bird is the love for Allah. He is flying to Allah. The bird needs two wings to fly. Khawfan wa tama'a. One side Allah's khawf, one side Allah's umid. There has to be a balance. Yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. And in the day, Quran tells us, out of the wealth which we gave them, out of the life which we gave them, they spend in the way of Allah. What will Allah give them? What will Allah give them? Next verse. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. No soul knows what we have concealed and kept behind for the people of tahajjud. Those who make jafa with their beds, wafa with their Allah. Allah says, no soul knows what jannat we have kept for them. Imam Hassan Basri, the great sage of Islam, beautifully he makes tafsir of this. What is tahajjud? The time of ghaflat, the time of solitude, the time of concealment. He said, in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tells us in the Quran, there will be those people, akhfa lillahi a'malan, in solitude they will conceal for Allah's sake their ibadat. Fa akhfa Allahu lahu. So Allah also in concealment will give them such a jannat, ma la aynun ra'at wa la udhunun sami'at wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. Such concealed things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined. This is Quran, the beauty of Quran. With tahajjud, Allah has linked directly Jannat. Not only one place, we've run out of time. Many, many other places in the Quran, Allah directly links, giving some section of the night. This period of ghaflat, janazah just left us. My respected brothers, understand my respected brothers. We want that soft bed. We want that cool comfort in the world. More important than that, we need the soft bed in the qabr. We need the soft bed in akhirat. Suppress your nafs. Suppress your desires. That one tear, pinprick, that you will shed at the time of tahajjud, by the qasam of my Allah, will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. If you will let that opportunity go, Allah protect us. A time will come when you will cry, equivalent to an entire ocean that will not wipe out even one ray of Jahannam. Now is the time. Yasiru ahadukum ila mawdi arba'ati adra. Every one of us is on a journey. We are going to that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground. To complete the saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. He said, search your hearts on 3 occasions. When Quran is read, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, and in the moments of solitude. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاطِنِ الثَّلَاثِ. If your heart does not turn to Allah on these three occasions, فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. Then ask Allah to give you a heart, because you have no heart. Your heart has died. Your heart has died. This call, month of Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is Ihya'ul Qalb. Ramadan is an opportunity to revive the heart. Going out in the path of Allah, these amal that we are taught, da'wat, ta'leem, ibadat, khidmat, particularly in this age and period of ghaflat. Allah's qasam, this is not a movement, it's not an agenda, it's not an organization. This is Ihya'ul Qalb. Give the masturat for Allah's sake a break in Ramadan. How much samosas and bhajiyas we're going to eat by? Give them a chance to make Allah's ibadat. Ramadan is not a time for us to be sitting at home. Badr was in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Sahaba used Ramadan to take decisions of hidayat from Allah. This is 11 months in the year. Do your wepari, do whatever you want. This month, give it to Allah. This month, give it to Allah. Bring the nights alive. This Shab-e Barat is a training for us. The amal of this night, dua, tahajjud, crying, tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us another wind of mercy. This is another opportunity Allah is giving us, particularly in this age of ghaflat. And very, very important, on this I will terminate. Fajr Salal, as many as are here now, and others, let us make our 5 times Salah with Jamaat. Say inshallah. 5 times Salah with Jamaat. Allah promises Jannat on that. Allah give us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Every moment of our lives is a reflection of your mercy, your kindness, your compassion upon us. The least requisite of that, Ya Allah, is that we should have shown our gratitude to you. We should have utilized your bounties in a manner that is pleasing to you. Yet, Ya Allah, our every waking moment is being spent in your disobedience, Ya Allah. We have become ghafil of you, ghafil of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ghafil of your Quran, ghafil of your zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are living our lives as if there is no mort, there is no death. Constantly your reminders are around us, Ya Allah. Yet these reminders are falling upon deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the clock of our lives are ticking. We put our hand in our pocket. There was some money there. It's not there. We feel that acute sense of loss. Ya Allah. We take your name and we don't feel the sweetness. We read your Quran and our hearts do not reverberate with your khashiyat. The greater tragedy and irony is that this loss we don't feel, Ya Allah.
ہم غفلتوں کے زندگی گزار رہے ہیں اور ہمیں کوئی احساس بھی نہیں ہے یار. We are living a life of chasing behind this valueless dunya. Allah, we are running behind it as if there is no qabr, no akhirat, no day when we will have to stand in front of you. Yet still, Ya Allah, still the perception of the loss is not there, Ya Allah. Ey mere Malik, hum in gande dilo ke saath nahi marna chahte. We don't want to die like this, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, the day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. We will reveal what is in the heart, Ya Allah. How are we going to face you on that day? How are we going to face your Habib-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we tried, Ya Allah. Humne bahut koshish kiya. Ya Allah, we tried. We tried to change our ways. We tried to become your true slaves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah. This environment of nakedness. This environment of the internet and the TV, Ya Allah. This environment of your disobedience, of fahashi, Ya Allah. We are drowning in it, Ya Allah. We are drowning in it. Humne bahut koshish kiya. Achhe banne ki hum nahi ban sake, Ya Allah. We were not able to. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummat of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummat is caught up in a cauldron of persecution and oppression, the like of which has never been seen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Biladul Muqaddasa, in the Mubarak land which is the resting place of so many of your Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, in that land which you have referred to as Barakna Hawlahu in the Quran, Ya Allah, so many of our young, little babies, Ya Allah, they are being slaughtered, Ya Allah. They have not even seen life, Ya Allah. Many of them in the hands of their parents are being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Ya Allah, the blood of this ummah has become cheaper than water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our sins and our transgressions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Akramul Akramin. You are Khairul Ghafirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. You are the most kind. You are the most compassionate, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said on the Mubarak tongue of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bring sins equivalent to the entire earth, and I will meet you with forgiveness greater than that. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are very, very sinful, Ya Allah, no doubt. Hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have not sinned greater than your maghfirat and your mercy, Ya Allah. You have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ghadabi. My mercy is greater than my anger. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, we are beseeching you, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Change the condition, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us come out of this ghaflat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our wealth, our lives, our energies, you gave us to use it for what your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sahaba use it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our lives and our wealth and our energies for your deen, Ya Allah. Accept us to strive in your path, Ya Allah. Make us the ummah of the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these six qualities, Ya Allah, let them not be empty words. Make them a reality in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the clock of our lives are ticking, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Ya Allah, there are those who are trying, who are striving in your path, those who are engaged in your zikr, in talim, in the service of your deen, Ya Allah, wherever it is taking place, in whatever broken fashion or manner, Ya Allah, you accept it. Make it a means of changing the conditions of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world with husne khatima, Ya Allah. Let us die on iman, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of khashar, Ya Allah. Let us get our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us get Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the description of Jahannam you have given in your Quran. Ya Allah, you said, you have mentioned, your Quran is haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those descriptions of that terrible punishment, Ya Allah, is impossible for us to bear it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not prepared, Ya Allah. We are begging you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Make the decision, Ya Allah, to free us, our families, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam min an-nar bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana min an-nar. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, our families, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from haram, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the blessed month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Let us spend it in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we can never repay them. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as, who are mutawakki of du'as, who are going through any pareshani or difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, our satizai kiram, our elders, our kabirin, Ya Allah, all those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah, all those who have requested du'as, remove their pareshanis and difficulties. Accept their du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill the qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Rabbana atina fi الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.